this is Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic from the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of that topic. This week, I wanted to talk about my top 5 Rondell games. So what is a Rondell? Well, it's likely a mechanic that you've seen a bunch, but you don't realize what it is, and also probably more games have rondels in them than I'm bypassing for no reason other than I just am blanking on the fact that they are a rondel game. So what is a rondel? So the definition from BGG is the available actions are represented as pie wedges in a circle. Each player has one or more tokens on the rondel wedges. On their turn, they may move their token around a rondel and perform actions indicated by the wedge where they stop. It's typically more costly to move further around a rondel. So basically, as you're kind of going around a list of actions, kind of around in a circle to do things, not necessarily kind of moving and picking up things, but generally moving around to pick up certain type of actions or such, that kind of encompasses all of that. So again, this can be kind of a lot of different things, and a lot of different games can be quote unquote a rondel game, but some I don't know if I necessarily agree with, and I'll get into those in a second. And I have more honorable mentions today than normal, and some haven't come out yet, but if you like the mechanic or that mechanism, you should check them out. Others are popular, but I just didn't put them in for one reason or another. So let me get into my honorable mentions real quick. So first, there's Crusaders, Thy Will Be Done. This has got a Rondell and Moncala mechanism, a little bit heavier, but a really cool little theme to it. This is by Seth Jaffe and Taste Dimensional Games. I recommend you checking that out or finding one if it's interesting to you, because they may be hard to find pretty soon if they're still in print. Great Western Trail is probably the highest ranked, quote unquote, Rondell game, and that's only because kind of as you're adding things to the map, it does create a circle, but I don't like calling this a rondell because it is such a large and it's a little bit abstracty of it. Merchants of the Dark Road is the one coming out by Elf Creek Games that has a rondell in it, but it's not out yet. Same thing with Squaring Circleville and Three Sisters, all great games that I think you should check out. A few of which I've actually played, but I think you should check them out, but they're just not out quite yet. Sovereign Skies is another great game by Aaron Wilson and Deepwater Games. It just came out at a time, it's mostly what I call a COVID game that it hasn't gotten its due desserts yet and hasn't gotten its popularity yet, just because people probably haven't been out and seeing games like this in on a table or out in you know, other than I believe when it was on Kickstarter. So I think this is one you should really check out. It does pretty cool things with some political things and kind of allying with different factions and such. I think you should check that one out for sure. There's also The Red Cathedral, which is another excellent game that I just have not played. So I can't really put this one on my list, but a lot of people rave about The Red Cathedral, and it's one I really want to check out. There's also Teotihuacan and Heaven and Ale, both heavier games, but good use of the rondel mechanism and great. And of course, Roundhouse, which is also kind of one of the ones that kind of went under the radar, but an excellent use of the rondel mechanism and just such a really, really solid game. But I'll get into my top five rondel games right now. So number five is Beta Colony. This came out 2018, 2 to 4 players. This is by Ben Pinchback and Matt Riddle and came out by Rio Grande Games. Now, this is a pretty cool game where you're kind of using it's what they call a rondel. So you're using kind of dice to help along. A lot of times a rondel, you're only using one, two, or three spaces around a rondel, or depending on other ways of using the action. This one uses a rondel, so it's rolling a die, and then that's how kind of the dice are determining how you're moving around the rondel there. And then you're picking up pieces and you're settling different worlds. Some really, really cool things done in this game. It's a little, kind of a medium, lighter to medium weight game, because maybe it's right smack dab in the middle of medium, but man, such an underrated game because there's not quite as many out there. You can find this now, I think, on Amazon for like $20, which is a steal, but definitely check out Beta Colony, an excellent use of the rondel mechanism. My number four, another one that doesn't get its due, but an excellent rondel, and it has three rondels actually in it, is Scorpius Freighter by AEG. This is by Matthew Dunstan and David Short. I don't know why this one hasn't become a little bit more popular, because it's really, really cool, because you're actually kind of building and putting different pieces onto your ship. You're a freighter trying to kind of pick up and deliver, so to speak, some different ways, but there are three different rondels out there, which all have kind of different themes to the rondel as far as building your ship, kind of moving your ship, and kind of all these different things, and working with your crew. You've got a crew on your ship that does help with some of the mechanisms in the game and some scoring. Just a really cool game. The art is pretty neat to it, and just kind of what you're doing. Very easy to learn game, lighter to medium weight game. Just really deserves a little bit more love. That is Scorpius Freighter by AEG. Number three is probably, yeah, it's probably the heavier, there's a lot of heavier games in this anyway, but this is probably the heaviest of them all on this list, Trajan. This was 2011, and this is a Stefan Feld. Now, again, this is another one, just kind of how I mentioned Crusaders earlier. Trajan has that Mancala-style rondel where as you pick up the pieces, kind of as you pick up your little pieces and you're placing them down to get to the last space, and that's going to be kind of the action, depending on where your last one is put, is going to be the triggering the action that you will do. However, you can also have this little mechanism where there are little pieces, that bits that you put on the board, and if you get a certain color arrangement, you get an extra, you know, extra pieces or extra actions along there. Just a large sprawling Euro. For me to even explain how what's going on with Trajan, it would take me a long, long time, but it's a great heavy Euro game about Roman culture that I absolutely love. So check that one out, Trajan, 2 to 4 players. And again, this one will probably take you about 2 hours to play. Number two, another heavier game, but probably a little lighter than all the rest. This is kind of firmly in the midweight Euro, is Crown of Imara. This came out from Pegasus Spiel in 2018. It's for 1 to 4 players. And this has kind of 2 different boards with 2 different rondels, but there's also kind of an action selection, hand management kind of action selection, where you're kind of placing down cards for which actions you're going to do. But as your pieces move around either one of the rondel, one's more for kind of getting resources, one's more for doing actions, and kind of getting, oh, that's so good. This game is amazingly awesome, how good it is. This is from Benjamin Schwer. Again, this one's going to take you about an hour and a half, probably maybe even 2 with teaching. But Benjamin Schwer also did another game that I absolutely love called Hadara, which is a card game, kind of card drafting. Not really, maybe could be considered a rondel, but it is a card drafting game. But Crown of Imara, definitely check this one out if you do like heavier weight Euros, if you haven't seen it yet. Again, this one came out right, I think, started seeing it overseas here in the U.S., probably right around the beginning of the pandemic. So a lot of people may not have caught this one yet, but this is one you definitely should check out. And it should have some copies out there, and it should probably be about probably $60 to $70 for Crown of Imara. And my number one rondel game is Finca. Now, this is probably the lightest one on the list, and this is definitely a family weight game, Finca. This is, I think, the last, I'm not sure who put out the most recent one. I think it was on Kickstarter. It is listed at the new one as Devil Dice Games, but I'm not sure who would put them out now. Hopefully it's still in print. But Finca, again, family weight game. I've played this one with my family. This is all about kind of collecting fruit and then turning the different fruit that you collect in for basically contracts and such around the different countryside. And as you're kind of turning them in and getting these pieces, you're going to get kind of more kind of set collection with it as well. But what the rondel is, and it's what's really cool about this rondel, is it changes from game to game as well, because of the way the different pieces are kind of randomly laid out in the circle, and you're putting your little dudes on the rondel. And as you're kind of moving them, depending on where they land and depending on how many spaces, well, depending on where they land will be how many fruit they pick up, with if there's anybody else there. And then as you pick them up, depending on who's how many dudes are on the space you are, that's how far they'll go as well. It has something to do. So you're constantly collecting the different fruit and then turning them in. So it sounds very, very easy, and it is, but there's a lot of decisions to be made, because depending on what you, you know, as you go past a certain line to get the donkey carts to be able to turn in your fruit, there's kind of a little bit of a, you know, nice little tactical strategy there, tactical effects for getting the donkey carts and when you get them, and a long-term strategy to being when, how many of each different type of fruit you turn in, because there's also kind of a majority scoring where you can pick up these other larger kind of end game points for it as well. But that is my number one. Finca, just I highly recommend checking out that as a family weight game. But my top five, once again, rondel games. Number five, Beta Colony. Number four, Scorpius Freighter. Number three, Trajan. Number two, Crown of Imara. And number one, Finca. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what your favorite rondel games are, feel free to comment on this episode of MajorSpoilers.com, go to the Major Spoilers Discord, or of course, go to their site for other tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. You can always hit me up on Twitter at GeekJockDan, or on the Geek All-Stars podcast, or on the Munchkin Land podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I give it twice a month, 10 to 15 minute board game news show. I'll be back soon with more board game top 5 goodness, but until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.